dinosaurs.
Have you ever said to yourself, I wish I felt better. I wish I looked better. I wish I had more energy. It's time to put the focus back on you. Since 1985, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time is for you to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
You need someone you can trust when it comes to buying jewelry? Well, I've got them. Jimmy and Mike Lordo from Lordo's Diamonds. They've been doing this a long time. Don't go to a big box store. Don't go online. And please don't buy your jewelry from somebody who buys in bulk. Classy, elegant, traditional. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Do you know where Truffles is? Right in that shopping center. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue for all of your jewelry. Lordo Diamonds. You need someone you can trust when it comes to buying jewelry? Well, I've got them. Jimmy and Mike Lordo from Lordo's Diamonds. They've been doing this a long time. Don't go to a big box store. Don't go online. And please don't buy your jewelry from somebody who buys in bulk. Classy, elegant, traditional. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Do you know where Truffles is? Right in that shopping center. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue for all of your jewelry. LordoDiamonds.com.
Hey, Lucy, you're the CFO of this company.
That's why you pay me.
We need a better way to manage our expenses.
Concur.
Automated expense reports.
Concur.
Faster invoice processing. Timely financial data. A whole system that helps us make better decisions around how we spend our money.
Concur.
While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I'm actually looking for ideas, not agreement.
That's why we're getting Concur for expense, travel, and invoice. Everything you described scaled perfectly to our business, and it's surprisingly cost-effective.
Lucy, you're a genius.
I concur.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and late night happy hour, 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer start at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
For my bunghole.
So can you send up? We're about to get Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
You know, sometimes little children are listening, and they hear things like bunghole. And,
well, they would know what that is.
Well,
they
would
know what's bunghole.
Teepee is probably either.
Yeah, I guess not. Would you want Archie to hear bunghole?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't even know. When did bunghole start?
Nobody uses it.
Beavis and Butthead?
nobody uses it. Nobody else ever even... it's perfect for this show because it doesn't make any sense. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the March 23rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. What a great testimonial email I have for you. But first...
Hey!
Eon the Peon at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. First of all, I just looked it up. There is a definition for bunghole.
Wow.
It's an aperture through which a cask can be filled or emptied.
What?
Yeah, it's a real thing. So that's how it got
started.
It's
not what we thought it was.
Well, and underneath it, it says vulgar slang, the anus.
Ah, I'm sorry. So it's
anus.
Anus.
Oh, yeah. It's, anus.
If it's Uranus, then it's anus.
Right. Yeah. So that must have been where they correlated from. It's that hole in a keg of beer that you can... Wow.
Now we know.
Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Actually, say hello to Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy birthday to my brother, Jeff.
Well, happy birthday,
yeah,
Jeff. How old is Jeff?
49.
Ooh. One more year to be in his 40s.
Yep.
All right, happy birthday, Jeff. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And Rat Boy wanted to take a look at this email from a listener named Jim, who went to MD Health and Wellness. I'll read it to you. He's lost some weight. And Rat Boy wanted me, if I write him back, to hang on a second, tell him to not cut out what?
Cheese.
Okay. All right. Okay. Rat Boy thinks cheese is a big part of, you know, everybody's diet.
Oh, right.
And he thinks if you have to cut out cheese, then forget it. You might as well just be fat. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpress and me? Oh, boy. Okay. So we're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton, where they can show you how to lose weight, like they did me. And here's the email. It says, good morning. I promised to keep you updated, and I couldn't wait to get into the office this morning to email you this update. I started my HCG shots on Saturday, March 4th, followed by my 650-calorie diet, which started the following Monday, March 6th. I have one more weekly shot of vitamin B lipo this Monday. My weight on March 4th was 240 pounds. This is my home weight, which I've been going by instead of the fully clothed weight at the office of MD Health and Wellness. See, when they weigh you there, they don't make you take all your clothes off.
Oh.
Which is a good thing. He says, I'm happy to report as of this morning, I weigh 228.6 pounds, well on my way to my goal of 190 to 200, down from 240.
Wow.
So he's already lost 22 pounds. Yeah, 22 pounds in, let's see, March 6th. My goodness, a little over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah, not quite 3 weeks. He says, it was difficult at first, but as I started to see the drastic results, it became easier to regulate the calorie intake. I'm confident this will turn into a way of life for me, knowing what foods to avoid. We had a team-building event at a local bowling alley last Friday. The food table had pizza, fried chicken wings, mozzarella fried sticks. I had total control, no desire to partake in the high-calorie smorgasbord. No turning back. We leave for Mexico, he says, April 4th. Hope to drop more weight by then. Thank you for what you do. Talk to you soon. Jim, I won't mention your last name. because I've never really asked if that's okay. And I don't know if you guys remember or not, but there was a guy who wrote me and said that he was taking his wife to me, and I read the email and mentioned her name, and he got mad.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
She didn't want anybody to know she's going to lose weight or something, so without any permission, I'll just say it's Jim, and Jim's email is like several other emails that I've gotten about MD Health and Wellness. Now, when he talked about the vitamin B lipo shot, I didn't get that. I guess they figured out maybe I didn't need it. I did do the HCG. The reason that Jim can't tell you and I can't tell you exactly what they're going to prescribe, if you want to use that word, as a new way of life for you is we don't know you. We don't know your weight. We don't know what you want to lose. Don't know what you're allergic to. How's your heart? All that stuff. But they will. They're thorough. So, Jim, thank you for the update. MD Health and Wellness, low T, low testosterone. Gentlemen, talk to him about that. And you folks with type 2 diabetes, it is reversible in many, many, many cases. In fact, I think in most cases. And if you've gotten comfortable with type 2 diabetes just because you think you've got it all under control, how about if you didn't have it at all? They can help you with that, too. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app, and it works. I know, I've used it a couple of times, and it's great, and it's free. STL Taxi to get the only cab you want to be seen in. If you're AM and the PM, and that's a McLeod cab, and now here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon. Going great. How are you, Bill?
Doing good. Getting ready to play a little pickleball here this afternoon.
I love pickleball. Hey, I like your rant about the people, the rude people at the show you went to. I think a lot of people.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah, a lot of people related to that. Yeah, and I do like pickleball. I know people, what's pickleball? You can look it up. You can Google it. It's like a part ping pong, part tennis, part racquetball, mm-hmm. part wiffle ball. So there you go.
Yeah, I thank you for letting me rant, but that's not something I like to do very often. You know, try to be upbeat.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, astronomers report the universe is dying.
What?
We only have a few billion years left to live.
So that means the whole universe, that includes Uranus.
Oh, man.
Uranus is dying.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
I may have stepped on the punchline.
No, not so much, but maybe messed up the timing a little bit. With that in mind, now about, you know what, forget it. I'm just not even going to do it. I'm sorry. The whole thing is ruined.
It's all ruined. I feel horrible.
It's all ruined. We'll move on to the next one, shall we? A group of politicians in Michigan want to draft Kid Rock to run for the U.S. Senate.
Now you're talking.
Kid Rock has zero experience in politics. He's known for his outrageous statements, and ex-senator, he should run for president.
There you go.
And a new study finds the popularity of marijuana has hit an all-time high in the United States.
Yeah, that's a lie.
After hearing this, marijuana smokers were going to throw a huge celebration, but then decided to stay home and eat Doritos.
Of course it's at an all-time high. They legalized it. Do they have to pay for a study like that? That's ridiculous. Of course it's.
Hey, don't shoot them. I'm just reporting the news here.
Okay.
And finally.
What's wrong with you, Bill?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Good Lord. You guys, we got Easter right around the corner. Do you like Peeps? You know, the little candy?
No.
Peeps? Marshmallows?
Oh, heavens. No. I hate those things.
Yeah, I hate them, too. The world record found out this today. What do you think? In 5 minutes, how many Peeps, the most amount of Peeps someone's eaten in 5 minutes? World record.
Daniel, go ahead.
30.
80,000.
80? Oh, come on. 200.
Frank O'Pinion, 200.
Yeah.
Yes, nailed it.
How about that? Well, I knew it'd be close. It was either going to be 200 or 80,000.
That's a lot of Peeps.
Are those orange things?
Orange?
They're yellow.
They're all
yellow,
different kind of colors.
Yeah, they all have.
And they're just pure sugar, right?
They're marshmallow.
Marshmallow sugar. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I can't stand them.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
200 yellow Peeps in 5 minutes. That's not the most amazing part of the story is the winner wasn't Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
What a horrible
glad
day.
You oh, included her. included her in there.
Should stick to making rants. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
You want a bonus joke?
Well, sure.
What was the first thing that Adam said to Eve? Now, you got to remember, they're in the garden, and they've seen each other for the very first time, naked. What's the first thing he said to her?
Stand back. I don't know how long this thing's going to get.
Dan Strauss. See what hanging around me has done?
I know.
You and Peon. You know. Pretty soon we'll get to where, there is a joke about this where we just go, 27!
Yeah!
Everybody will laugh. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Peon told me something. Well, I don't. It's not really shocking because nothing shocks me anymore. Ever since we had a guy who worked here who went over to the east side and paid strippers for their dirty socks. But he said that, and I'll let you confirm this, if I heard you right off the air, you were telling me that you can go on the Craigslist type places and there are guys who pay for women's dirty underwear.
Yes.
Is that right?
There is a market for that.
What is wrong with those people? No, I'm not kidding. It's no different than the Chuck Berry watching women go to the restroom. That's not exciting to me. Any dirty underwear is not exciting.
For some it is. The dirtier, the better.
And so how does that... Well, now, hang on here. It sounds like somebody here might be...
No.
How does it work? I mean, I've not seen it. Do women go on and post, go, I've got three pairs of panties and a bra and some nylons, and I got real sweaty and I never washed them.
Yes.
And somebody goes, I'll give you $10 for them.
It's on Reddit. Yeah. You can... Yeah.
Wow.
And I think many people in our audience are going to be flocking now to Reddit to see. But I do like to see and read that stuff. Like, I used to get a big kick out of the Riverfront Times before there was the internet. Remember, the back of the Riverfront Times, you saw classified ads like you didn't see anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just downright.
Yeah, the personals.
Late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth, hairy, gay guy.
Yes.
Hairy, gay guy looking for smooth, gay guy. And I just thought, are you kidding me? And then the internet came and... It pales by comparison. We are, and I can't tell you much. I'll be able to next week. We are going, it looks like, again in September to do another golf tournament, something I don't do and never did until a year ago. And it was so successful, and we were able to give a nice check to Backstoppers, the organization that takes such great care of the families of policemen and firefighters who die in the line of duty, that I think we almost have to do it again. The station called me this morning and said, do you want to do another golf tournament? I said, no. That's actually what I said. And then they said, well, and they mentioned September and how successful it was. I said, whether I want to do it or not is not the issue. I think we have to do it. I said, I do. So I will have information for you next week. And for those of you interested, I'm going to say this to you. I'll bet you in short order all the slots will be filled. They were last year, and it was our first one.
Oh,
and
man,
I think
had a
within
great
a week
time.
They were gone. And it was a blast.
Yeah.
And for a good cause. So,
and Peroni's provided food for us.
Yeah, and lasagna. Not it wasn't just pizza. I was stunned. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it'll be even better this year. That's all I can tell you because I promised the station I wouldn't say much until next week when they have it up on KTRS website. Somebody owns a dilapidated house in Detroit. It's a shack. It's just a rotting away old wooden frame house, but it sits in the shadow of the property of the new Little Caesars Arena in Detroit.
Oh, where
and
the Red Wings are going to play.
And the bigwigs don't like this house being right next to the $635 million arena. So, this is a house, by the way, that sold in 2002 for $25,000.
Wow.
They put a price tag on the house of $4 million. Now, it gets better. It gets better. When they didn't get their asking price, they came back and said, make it $5 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And my guess is they'll get it.
Oh, they will?
Look, if you're putting $635 million into an arena, yep, are you going to get a house with a house like this, mess everything up? What's another $5 million here? I want to someday own a house like that. That's the break that I want. Oh, man, can you imagine? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I hope the chief is listening, Chief Rich Wooten of the Ladue Police Department. I hope you're listening because I know this is a joke you wanted to hear today. Remember earlier when I asked John Landoff, I said, do you have a joke you want to hear?
Yeah.
He said, no, I'll think about it. I'll text you. So he sends me a text. Apparently the chief calls John and says, hey, how about this joke? So, chief, for you and every other cop, it's not a cop joke, but you like the joke, so I'll do this for you, and I'll go ahead and dedicate it to every police officer who is listening. It's the story of a farmer with a mule, and it's a mule that, you know how some dogs, and I'm not making this up, some dogs like men or women better than they like men or men better than women. Some
right.
dogs, they do. This mule just didn't like women, and the farmer had to be very careful because it was obvious this mule would get pretty cantankerous, but he was fine with the farmer. And one day the farmer's wife walks out to the barn to tell him something and makes the mistake of walking behind the mule, and the mule kicks her right in the head and kills her.
Oh.
I know. At the funeral, you know, farm people, they come together. There are pies and cakes and food, and then after the actual burial, there's a, you know, people come up and say what they say to the widower who's just lost his wife because the mule kicked her in the head. And every woman that comes up to him says something to him, and he nods his head, yes, yes. But every man comes up and says something, he nods his head, no, no. And so finally, one of the people at the funeral walks up to him and says, yeah, I'm just curious. I noticed that every woman who comes up whispers something to you, and you nod your head, yes. Can I ask what they're saying? He goes, sure. He says, they're pretty much all saying the same thing. She was a wonderful woman. And I just say, yeah, yeah, she was. They'll say something like that. She was a great wife. She was a good friend. He says, well, the men come up and you nod. No, what are they saying? He says, they're all saying the same thing. It's actually a question. They're all coming up going, hey, is that mule for sale?
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
After the Museo Veterans Bridge. Now, traffic is running slow from Shreve through the Museo Veterans Bridge. Then things open up after that, but it's really heavy from Highway 70 all the way over to the 5564 split going over the Museo Bridge. Now you've got an accident on westbound Highway 70 around T.R. Hughes. That had two lanes blocked. The traffic is jammed pretty solid back to Cave Springs. They're still working with the accident on eastbound Highway 4064 before the Poplar Street Bridge. Only the left lane was getting through. You're jammed back to Kings Highway. You do have eastbound Highway 40 looks like it's running pretty slow. Hockey traffic coming in from Boone's Crossing through Timberlake Manor, and you're heavy again, Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. And southbound 170, we've got stop-and-go traffic, Olive, down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by Target. This week at Target, buy Keurig K-Cups, get one 50% off, plus get Method hand soap for $2.69. Find these and lots of other great deals at Target. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Because you need to know. Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department. Because you need to know. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-614-0789 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-614-0789 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal, coming to the St. Louis area. Call 800-614-0789. That's 800-614-0789 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The weekend of April 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Cardinals take on the Reds. And it's a weekend loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, the AT&T lightweight hooded pullover. Saturday, the Yadier Molina bobblehead presented by Ford. Sunday, thanks to Scott Credit Union, it's the adult replica Stephen Piscotty road grade jersey. And all kids that day receive a free ticket voucher to a future home game presented by Ritz. That's April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, this is Trevor Rosenthal. Friday, April 7th, we play the Cincinnati Reds. That night, it's the lightweight hooded pullover giveaway presented by AT&T. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home this pullover. It's a night you don't want to miss. That's Friday, April 7th. We play the Reds, and you take home the pullover. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Trevor brings home another, and it's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Wherever you live, from Bridgeton to Baldwin, Brentwood to Kirkwood, St. Ann to St. Charles, wherever you live, Hazelwood to Maplewood, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Frederick is the gold standard for roofing, and perhaps priced a bit lower than other bonded and insured roofers. When you invest money into fixing a hole in your roof or putting on a whole new roof, you want the peace of mind that you'll get only with Frederick Roofing. Plus, you can always depend on an immaculate cleanup when the job has been completed by Frederick's own licensed and insured crews.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hi, this is John Chidd, Mr. Fix-It. It's that time of year again. We all want to organize our house. We want to find extra space in our house that we should have, but we got too much junk. Call Pitch It and Forget It. They're my good friends, 314-932-1100, and they will take care of you. Give them a call. Tell them what you have. Whether it's, you know, old lumber that you're trying to get rid of, that big screen TV that nobody will even take anymore, the couch, the chair. If you're like me and you're getting older, you can't get rid of it because I can't carry it upstairs anymore. Pitch It and Forget It will take care of it for you. They'll clean up after themselves. All you're going to have is great new space that you can reuse to do something else in. They're eco-friendly. They recycle most items within reason. They're fully insured. They'll give you a quote over the phone, and they're going to stand by it. They're a locally owned residential or commercial junk removal service. They'll beat the big guys' prices because they're local, and they'll take care of you. They're bonded, they're insured, and they're a family business, and they're going to take care of you like they've taken care of me. That's Pitch It and Forget It. 314-932-1100. Don't forget their website, pitchitandforgetit.com. And don't forget, they got senior discounts.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here with Edwards Carpet. Spring is here and warmer weather means it's a great time to get new flooring for your home. At Edwards, we do it all. Carpet, vinyl, wood, ceramic, luxury vinyl tile, and plank. If it's flooring, we do it, and that's all we do, so we strive to do it better than everyone else. Our 78 years in St. Louis is a testament to our commitment to offer a full-service flooring experience at a great price. Our experienced sales consultants will help you find the perfect products for your individual needs. Waterproof floors for the basement, carpet for the family room, hardwood for any area. With the right floors, we can truly help you transform your home. We just received all of the new 2017 introductions, and they're impressive. Right now, we have flooring in every category on sale. Carpet starting at just $269 a square foot, completely installed with an 8-pound pad. Vinyl plank for $499 a foot, installed. Even hardwood for less than $10 a foot, installed. Start off spring with beautiful new flooring from Edwards Carpet, St. Louis's oldest locally owned and operated flooring stores.
Come on down to Edwards Carpet Stores.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Hey, Greg Carney here. Coming up Thursday the 30th, we head back to Uncork Consignment Gallery. Love for you to swing by for our remote. We'll be there noon to 3. It's in the heart of town and country in the Lamp and Lantern Village. Uncork Consignment Gallery, home decor that you'd love to have in your house. We always leave with something when we go there as well. So come check out the 10,000 square foot showroom and our live broadcast Thursday the 30th from noon till 3.
See what's shaking in the Coachella Valley. Mike Evans is there. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is, I don't know what makes a five-star. I'm just going to go ahead and say this has to be a five-star restaurant. Go by and look at the parking lot. Lunch or dinner, packed, closed on Monday. Reservations, good idea for either lunch or dinner. Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and gift cards from either or both, always a good idea. They're east of all the other things in Chesterfield Valley. Would you please welcome Mike Evans? What's going on?
I have a pop quiz question.
All right.
Are you surprised?
I'm sorry?
Basketball Jones tonight, homie. A lot of people will be watching that Kansas, homie.
Okay.
Blues are on tonight.
Oh, well, we you're going to watch the Blues or you're going to watch the final of Sweet 16?
Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
Pop quiz question is a history lesson today. History lesson. Three of these four men were ambulance drivers in World War One. World War One. The other one, the fourth guy, was in the Navy in World War One and on a ship that was hit by German torpedoes. Which of these World War One veterans was the one on the ship hit by torpedoes? Walt Disney, Ernest Hemingway, McDonald's, Ray Kroc, Humphrey Bogart. Answer in a minute.
Mm.
How bad is the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, and NBC News? All three have completely ignored it. By now you've heard that last week a 14-year-old girl attended a D.C. high school was beaten, raped, sodomized in the high school by an 18-year-old illegal alien that was a freshman in the same class.
Yep.
All three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, still haven't mentioned it.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
It's the number one story in Canada, the BBC, Japan, Germany, France, Australia. But ABC, NBC, and CBS, not one mention.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. By the way, the
London attack. What was the name of the attacker? I believe.
It was an Arab name.
Mohammed, I think. Now, that's a name you don't usually hear associated with...
That was Trump. That was the lead story. Unbelievable. Odds and ends, Demi Moore. No longer a vegan, spotted chowing down a Shack burger in New York and an In-N-Out in L.A. Do you like Katie Seagal?
Sure.
Yeah.
I like Katie Seagal. She's won 4 Golden Globes when she was on Married with Children. She won another one for Sons of Anarchy. And now she's written a book about her life, and it's fabulous. I love Hollywood history. Katie, in her book, says when she was 13 and 14 years old, her neighbor was Judy Garland. And she hung out all the time with Judy Garland's 13 and turned 14-year-old daughter, Lorna Luft. And that was the beginning of what she got involved in drugs and was a drug addict for 15 years. When they were 13 and 14, Katie says she and Lorna would sneak into Lorna's mom, Judy Garland's bedroom and steal her drugs out of her bedside table.
Oh.
They always had plenty of pills. Now that is some classic Hollywood history.
Yeah. Yeah, looking back on that Married with Children show, it's kind of funny because Al had a pretty hot wife, when you think about it, that wanted to always have sex with him, and he turned her down.
Well, I can understand that.
You can understand that?
Well, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, enough already.
Yeah. I'd like to say we know what you're talking about, but we don't.
I just like Hollywood history. I thought that was amazing that Katie Seagal as a teenager was stealing drugs out of Judy Garland's bedroom.
And you know, for every story like that, there are 100 other stories.
Probably so. And finally. Well, it's a little story we got to get told. Who was the one of these four that was on a Navy ship in World War One? Ray Kroc from McDonald's, Humphrey Bogart, Ernest Hemingway, or Walt Disney?
Oh, man. I'll go Bogart.
Hemingway.
Man, I'm going to say Ray Kroc.
Okay, this is where you learn from me. I try to enlarge your box.
Yes, master.
Too young to join the army, Walt Disney and Ray Kroc, both 16, joined the Red Cross and were sent to France and drove ambulances. They were trained by 19-year-old Ernest Hemingway. Humphrey Bogart joined the Navy when he was 17 and was on the ship hit by Germans.
Wow.
How about that?
A lot of Hollywood history for
That's
you.
That's a pretty good story, Sam.
What's wrong with your voice?
Who is this?
It was Humphrey Bogart, and you know it.
Humphrey Bogart was. This we gotta move, we gotta move, we gotta move, we gotta.
That's right. Tell us that story again, Sam.
That sounds like Gary Cooper.
Yeah, he was another. Was there ever a movie with Bogart and Cooper where they talk to each other?
I don't know.
And Humphrey, I haven't seen many Humphrey Bogart movies, but the little bits that I've seen, it's like he had one expression and it was not good.
No.
He was mad or something. It's like you don't see him laughing. Hey, play that. What's that movie where Humphrey Bogart was always laughing? No such movie. And Gary Cooper, I know we're talking old time stuff. You know who would understand all this? Max Foyzy.
Oh, yes, he would.
Cooper was another one. Huh? Yeah, you heard me. You don't know his voice. That's a dead on Gary Cooper. High Noon. Go watch High Noon, okay? High Noon, Gary Cooper. That was Mike Evans. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And if Gary Cooper and Humphrey Bogart were alive today, it would be their favorite restaurant. I'm not kidding. And next door is the Smokehouse Market.
That's a sweet restaurant.
Well, now I'm going to tell you something. That wasn't that bad. That's a sweet restaurant. That wasn't bad. Gift cards. Okay, and now a dramatization. Humphrey Bogart is alive. And he loves Annie Gunn's. He loves the Smokehouse. And he decides to give his girlfriend something. And she opens the envelope and takes that. She says, "Ma, what is this?"
"It's a credit card, sweetheart."
I mean, I'm sorry. Edit that. That means credit card. A gift card. Edit. 3, 2, 1. "Ma, what is this?"
"Well, sweetheart, can't you see? It's a gift card from Annie Gunn's. It's my favorite restaurant. See?"
That was...
Yes.
You never catch me, see? You never catch me, Sam.
Yeah, let's go to the smokehouse market, see? Okay, we're not really old enough to be doing that anyway, I'd like to think.
Well, I don't know.
First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking. I'm inviting you to do your banking there. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Speaking of Chesterfield Valley, which where Annie Guns is, east of all the other stuff, that other stuff in the middle of it is the headquarters for First Community Credit Union. Their main headquarters is there, and then there are 42 other locations for a total of 43. And they are the biggest, and if you ask the people who bank there, they will tell you they think they're the best. And I'm sure most all of those people have banked other places. I sure have. I've banked at least five or six other places. Not a tremendous difference in a credit union and a bank, but enough of a difference that I think it's worth looking into. Competitive rates, stable. The people treat you great because we all together own First Community Credit Union. That's true. Where a bank is owned by a group of people or an individual. Just check it out. Go in there and have some popcorn. Tell them it's on us. Don't forget about the yard sale Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And they did clear the accident that was on westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes. Traffic's running pretty slow. Cave Springs all the way out through Highway K now. You're jamming up downtown because of that earlier accident before the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 west of Kings Highway to the Poplar. You're heavy on eastbound 70 still O'Fallon Park to through Tucker. Northbound 55 drivers, you're backed up to the ramp of Highway 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge, and southbound 270, a little bit of stop-and-go traffic between Olive and Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most, like paper, ink, toner, and the latest tech. Plus, special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, this is Doug McAlbin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why's that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hey, Lucy, you're the CFO of this company.
That's why you pay me.
We need a better way to manage our expenses.
Concur.
Automated expense reports.
Concur.
Faster invoice processing, timely financial data, a whole system that helps us make better decisions around how we spend our money.
Concur.
While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I'm actually looking for ideas, not agreement.
That's why we're getting Concur for expense, travel, and invoice. Everything you described scaled perfectly to our business, and it's surprisingly cost-effective.
Lucy, you're a genius.
I concur.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Indeed.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Sean Rimmerman.
Together, they host the Superior Healthcare Show, brought to you by Comfort Care St. Louis, Sunday mornings at 7 on KTRS.
All right, don't forget, next week I'll be able to give you all the info on our September golf tournament to benefit Backstoppers. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles. rise from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A follow-up to our report that has sparked a national controversy. A four-year-old boy suspended from this preschool after being found with a shell casing from a bullet. Tonight, my exclusive interview with the owner of the preschool, who says people are only getting part of the story.
It's a downtown crime that has shaken the community. Tonight, the family of a man killed on a Metrolink platform opens up about their loss.
The Blues are honoring rock and roll legend Chuck Berry tonight. We're at the Scott Trade Center with a look at how they'll do it.
But first on Fox and New at 6, a follow-up on our report that has stirred a nationwide debate over the suspension of a four-year-old Collinsville boy from preschool. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
I'm Shirley Washington, in for Sandy Miller. That suspension was handed down after the boy came to school with a bullet casing he found. Fox